Hey folks, I'm JT Shea, and tonight's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle was recorded on October 8th, 2016, as the first part of The Good, the Bad, and the Geekies Live from Pat Rat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. We've got one more live show left for you to take part in. If you're in the Central Ohio area, Saturday, November 19th is the grand finale of Rocky and Bullwinkle. The show starts at 7 o'clock. And don't worry about seeing how much it costs. Admission is free. Head on over to gbgpresentspod.com. There you can stream, download, look up past episodes, and get all caught up in this whole Upsidazium story. You can also join our mailing list, where we will send you any updates on new shows and other information once the finale airs. Oh man, we're about ready to start the episode. Like, I kind of want to know, will Rocky and Bull become friends again? What about Reese Urcher? And will they solve this whole Upsidazium business? Let's find out. Here's tonight's episode of the Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray, and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose, along with a host of others. Somewhere in North Carolina, by the side of the road, is a crashed car. And outside the crashed car, adjusting his string bow tie and his hat, known collectively as the Colonel. Though the front windshield is a large set of antlers belonging to one Bullwinkle J. Moose, as Calvin Burnside, a large bear chomping a cigar, is aiding our hero.
Did anyone get the number of that bee? Boy, did it sting! But seriously, though, at least now we know how a Mercedes bends.
Bunch of nitwits if I ever saw.
Oh, wait a minute, wreck your car, Colonel.
Yeah, apologies.
The Colonel quickly got on the horn with his insurance company. It almost didn't work, but I meant a phone.
Hello, 21st Century Insurance, yes? Uh-huh. We had a car accident, uh-huh, caused by a bee, and a moose, and a bear. Uh-huh, yes. Oh, okay then, yes. I would, sir, okay. I'll hear back from you soon.
What did they say, Colonel?
Well, we only got the minimum coverage, so it seems Century 21 is... won't pay you for anything.
Hopefully you won't have to wait for the 22nd century.
Too Lord, I swear, make my blood boil.
You know what makes my blood boil?
No, what?
Faulty spacesuits.
Goodness sake, I sometimes don't get you, Calvin. Moose, your friend Squirrel, does he even get you?
You know, if I had a nickel for every time Rocky didn't understand me, I'd make more sense.
So now what do we do, Colonel?
I don't know, but I sure ain't pondering the big questions.
Like what, Colonel? About being cremated after you die?
I certainly hope we wouldn't do it any sooner than that. Maybe, though, we can walk. Perhaps sing a song?
Oh, just don't sing any more of those songs by Oasis. Those are earworms, something fierce.
I said maybe.
You're going to be the one that saves me.
By now, you should have... A Colonel? Where'd he go?
Yes, as Calvin and Bullwinkle thought of an Oasis song, the Colonel tried to not look back in anger. Do you see what I did there? Come on, people, Oasis, like they have two good songs. And okay, never mind. As the Colonel had begun walking toward the IUPAC, lucky for him, Bullwinkle and Calvin caught up.
Lucky for me? I think your definition of luck don't mean here what you think it means.
Hey, friend.
You.
Since you and I were singing, are you good with computers?
Sure.
Well, maybe once this is all done and over with, you can help me. My computer at our office, it just won't stop crying. It keeps singing about breakups.
Well, that's the last time you buy a Dell.
As they walk, they all realize that their car crash wasn't that far from where they were trying to go, as they stumble upon the entrance to the Research Triangle Park.
Wow, we got here pretty quick.
Hey, anything to prevent this going past two more episodes? You betcha.
Okay, boss.
The colonel looked around as Bullwinkle was oblivious.
Kelvin and I are here. We brought the moose like you asked.
Oh, wait, you brought moose? Oh, boy, I love me some moose. Do you know if it's chocolate or...
Yeah. Hello, Bullwinkle.
Reese!
Yes, it is I, researcher.
We done brought him here like you asked. Anything else for old Kelvin and I?
Perhaps a fun scheme to...
I no longer require your services.
Duh.
Now, come along, Calvin. Let the two of them have their small little chat.
Well, but there was no need to be mean to them, though.
Well, mathematically speaking, Bullwinkle, the average person is mean.
Well, I think unless one itself is odd, average is pretty even. But we can make it up to them later, right after we walk right in there and ask them to make up the Davium as a real element.
Do you have the sample, Bullwinkle?
Do I have the sample? The sample of what?
The one that you have.
I have one of a lot of things.
Of the Upsidazium?
Oh yeah, I have that too.
Let me see it.
The large moose pulled out the sample of the Upsidazium and handed it over to researcher.
Excellent work.
As Reese turned and began to walk towards the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry entrance, it dawned on Bullwinkle.
You know, one time I was wondering why the frisbee in the distance was getting closer, but then it hit me.
Oh my god, the moose slowly reached out to his friend researcher when from behind...
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Moose.
But something isn't adding up here.
I'd listen to the Colonel, Bullwinkle, or I'll show you my temper. If you thought Frankenstein's monster had a temper.
Well, actually, he had a surprisingly level head, though.
Grr.
Uh-oh, my pal Reese here has tummy trouble.
I do not have...
Oh?
Yeah, maybe he ate a watch.
Must have been time-consuming.
Hopefully he didn't go back for seconds.
You two have way too much time on your hands.
Oh, but seriously, Reese, what about Mount Flannan? The government last time destroyed all of it, so how did you climb that mountain to find it? Unless maybe the mountain you were on wasn't really Mount Flannan, but another mountain that was made to be Mount Flannan.
You'd have to know or be a lawyer, wouldn't you, to make that mountain become Mount Flannan? Legally, I mean. Oh, well.
And just like that, after asking the question, researcher turned around, pulling a gun on Bullwinkle. Holy crap.
Oh my.
Now wait a minute.
It looks like this may be the end for you, Bullwinkle.
Oh dear, but my new friends, Calvin and the Colonel. Why would you? How could you?
I shan't lie, friend Moose, but I was just a little taken aback. I just knew Mr. Urcher was waiting for an Upsidazium sample.
What is Upsidazium, Colonel?
You know, I don't even know.
It's a rock with amazing anti-gravital properties that...
Oh, you know about that stuff, Colonel.
That's right. Just the other day, I was reading a book about anti-gravity.
Yeah, it was impossible for him to put down.
Or maybe he just wanted some light reading.
Quiet, you.
Oh, but he just wanted some light reading. Ha-ha!
Now cut that out, Bullwinkle.
Cut what out?
I don't know, your little tricks.
What do you mean, tricks?
Yeah, all those big and long words you keep spouting out.
Now, come, Reese, I'm not using any long words, since everybody knows the longest word in the English language is smiles, because there is a mile between the first and last letter.
Why,
Actually, friend Moose, I would have guessed marriage, but maybe because of my Maggie Mae, that just feels like it's the longest.
Actually, I thought the longest word in the English language was pneumonia ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoiacus.
But technically, that's Latin. Great! That is why our program today is sponsored by Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. I believe the word you're searching for is grr. Wait, is that right? I feel like we should be doing something else. Oh, boy! Cheerios, everybody!
Why, yes, audiences, it's Cheerios. Tasty, toasty little loaves of oats. The grain with the most protein and vitamin B1. More than corn. More than rice. More than wheat.
world helps build moosle!
Or if you're not a moose, muscle! What goodness?
What goodness?
What very special goodness?
Here's another goodness cereal by General Mills!
Remember, everybody, that the big G stands for goodness.
Enough!
That is when the frustrated scientist shoved the gun into Bullwinkle's long nose.
Okay. Okay, so maybe the big G stands for gun?
I was going to register the Upsidasium first, but now...
With researcher looking like our big bad holding a gun to our dim-witted moose and podcast hero Bullwinkle, it looks like curtains.
Phooey, and I was hoping for some new carpeting. This moot pelt doesn't come cheap, you know.
Will researcher kill Bullwinkle? And if so, why? Find out next time in the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Can the Curtains Match the Drapes? Or Do It Anyway?
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.